This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. lawmakers are running out of time to pass a second massive round of aid addressing the economic and health crises caused by the coronavirus. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was to speak with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin today ahead of a self-imposed 48-hour deadline to reach a deal before Election Day on November 3rd. If the White House and Democratic Majority House of Representatives cannot reach an agreement by Tuesday, the next opportunity for negotiations on aid will come during a lame duck session of Congress in November and December. On Sunday, Speaker Pelosi told ABC's This Week Sunday news program that the Trump administration had removed key language from the legislation that laid out testing and tracing strategies. U.S. lawmakers have repeatedly failed to reach an agreement on a second round of economic aid to millions of Americans impacted by the pandemic. In September, Senate Republicans failed to pass a slimmed-down $500 billion aid proposal. The $2 trillion CARES Act, passed by bipartisan agreement in March, was one of the largest aid packages in U.S. history. It provided $600 in weekly enhanced unemployment benefits for millions of out-of-work Americans. The federal benefits, however, expired on July 31st. New unemployment claims jumped last week to more than 890,000. It's the highest level since mid-August, although continuing unemployment claims dropped to 10 million. The World Health Organization says 184 countries have now joined the COVID-19 Global Vaccine Alliance, known as COVAX. It's designed to speed development and distribution of an eventual COVID-19 vaccine. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.